A new brand of health clinic is cropping up more frequently across the country, clinics run by nurses. They're beginning to offer services in low-income communities where doctors are scarce. Two such clinics recently opened on Milwaukee's north side, thanks to Children's Hospital and Marquette University. WUWM's Aaron Toner found families now getting medical care close to home.
I can go right in there and take your shoes and jacket off. I'll bring in an extra chair or two here.
This is 10-year-old Aaron Davis's first visit to the new clinic on 23rd and Burleigh. A nurse takes the boy's height and weight, his temperature and blood pressure, and checks his vision.
When I point to the letter, you just tell me what you see, okay?
E-H-H-O-R.
Aaron's mom, Jessica Peterson, is thrilled.
I actually like it because it's within walking distance, and it's convenient. Being able to have a neighborhood clinic, because there's so many kids in the neighborhood that I'm sure has to go far out to see a doctor, so this is very, very, very convenient.
After a few minutes, nurse practitioner Susan Thaler walks into the exam room to begin the main part of the boy's checkup.
Okay, so I see no allergies, and for medications, the albuterol inhaler and the albuterol nebulizer. So has Aaron ever been on a regularly scheduled inhaler or nebulizer too?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Aaron has asthma, just like many of Thaler's young patients. She says a good number also have chronic bronchitis and increasingly obesity. Among her adult patients, the clinic sees them too. Common issues are diabetes and hypertension. But Thaler says typically an urgent care need first brings all ages through the door.
An illness issue, sports physical, needing immunizations, and nurse practitioners, as a family nurse practitioner, I offer a holistic assessment and then primary care. In that assessment, mental health issues, growth and development issues.
In poor neighborhoods like this one, you find great healthcare needs, but few primary care doctors. That's because many residents are on Medicaid. Since the government program doesn't fully reimburse physicians for the cost of services, few are willing to take on a large Medicaid population. So poor people often have to travel miles for a medical appointment, and many don't have transportation. It was a concern neighbors shared with Children's Hospital during focus groups a few years ago.
Children's listened to the residents and realized that there was a need to provide closer access to health care in this community. So here we are today.
Carrie Yamit oversees the clinic on Burleigh and the other new one at the Northside YMCA. Donations covered setup costs, while a foundation has pledged to cover the clinic's projected losses for at least 3 years. When it comes to staffing, Children's Hospital provides administrative services. Marquette supplies nurse practitioners who have advanced training and the ability to prescribe drugs. Nurses are more affordable than physicians. The model is spreading, especially in underserved areas. Teen Hansen Turton is chief executive officer of the National Nursing Centers Consortium. She says there are about 250 nurse-managed clinics around the country, and the number is growing.
With Obamacare, there was, for the first time ever, a definition in federal law around what a nurse-managed health clinic is. So now they are recognized federally.
Hansen Turton says the Affordable Care Act also set aside $15 million to support new clinics. As for the quality of care, she says the nurses can capably manage much of the care doctors normally provide.
It's comparable, you know, to physician care, in some cases better, and that has a lot to do with the relationship. And when you're embedded in the community and have a strong relationship with people that live in the community, you also build a different kind of trust and are able to see patients more often.
If you could just, what pharmacy do you go? Walgreens.
Back on Milwaukee's north side, nurse practitioner Susan Thaler is sorting out Aaron Davis's asthma medications. She says there's been a great response to the new clinic so far, and even though it's targeted for people who live nearby, patients are coming in from all over the city. Children's Hospital and Marquette hope to eventually hire more staff and extend the clinic's evening hours. Eventually, nursing students may become involved. I'm Aaron Toner, 89.7 WUWM.